SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A near miss at LAX.
The plane carrying the Gonzaga University men's basketball team was apparently in a close call Friday on the runway at Los Angeles International Airport. In audio provided by the Plane Spotting Livestream Airline Videos Live, you can hear an air traffic controller order the jet, operated by Key Lime Air, to stop to avoid a collision as it nearly crossed a runway while a Delta flight was taking off.
Key Lime, stop.
No one was injured, and the FAA has launched an investigation. In an email, the university said team members were unaware of the situation as it occurred, and they're grateful that the incident ended safely for all. I'm Jennifer King.
In South Korea, they're inspecting all Boeing planes similar to the one that crashed on Sunday, killing 179 people.
Video of the crash indicated that the pilots did not deploy flaps or slats to slow the aircraft, suggesting a possible hydraulic failure. Ju Jong-won, chief of South Korea's aviation policy, said at a news conference that there are 101 B-737-800 series planes being operated in the country and that they are looking at conducting investigations of those planes. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNnews.com, if it hasn't already arrived, 2025 is headed your way. The new year dawned first on Christmas Island out in the Pacific. Auckland, the first major city to welcome the year, with thousands counting down to the new year and cheering the fireworks launched from New Zealand's tallest structure, Sky Tower. Nearly all of Puerto Rico has been hit by a blackout. Luma Energy, a private company that oversees the electric transmission and distribution system, says the outage left more than 1.2 million out of 1.5 million customers without power. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 125 points. This is SRN News. 2024 was the year that the UMC finally made a decision.
Leaders of the denomination had been embracing gay marriage and homosexual ordination for years, but they finally decided to change the rule book. In the spring, delegates to the UMC General Conference voted to amend the Book of Discipline to allow same-sex marriages in the churches, finalizing a schism that had been going on publicly for some time. Hundreds of churches and thousands of individuals have quit the UMC over the issue. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syria's civil war left one of the world's oldest synagogues partially destroyed. Now Syria's handful of remaining Jews are making pilgrimages to the building in a Damascus suburb where people from throughout the region once came to pray. Syria used to have one of the world's largest Jewish communities, but in the past decades, their numbers dropped to just 9 in the capital. The head of the Jewish community there says Jewish personalities are offering to rebuild the synagogue. This is SRN News. Have you made any New Year's resolutions?
Getting in shape and losing weight is the number one New Year's resolution. Again. But those in the fitness industry say to take it slow and build up your exercise routine. You didn't gain weight overnight, and you're not going to lose it overnight. They suggest starting out walking and then walking further each week. A U.S. News and World Report study shows about 80% of New Year's resolutions fell by February, largely due to unrealistic goals. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Census Bureau says the world's population increased by more than 71 million in 2024 and will be just over 8 billion people on New Year's Day. The Census Bureau says the United States grew by 2.6 million people in 2024. The U.S. population will be 341 million people as of New Year's Day. More details at srnnews.com.